was 10, I wanted to explore the world. There were these older kids at school who'd gone all the way to Somerset just to see Peter Gabriel's house. Peter Gabriel from Genesis. The way they dressed, the way their hair fell over their coat collars. It all happened because of music. I wanted to know why. I couldn't go to Somerset on my own, so I used Top of the Pops as my world atlas. In 1974, I bought my first single from Woolies in Redhill. I started to memorise the charts, to memorise the leagues. Tuesday lunchtime at 12:45, Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. I didn't go to church, I didn't need to. Green and yellow harvests, pink pies, silver bells, and the strange and important sound of the synthesizer.
Over the border, I'm growing older. Heaven only knows what's on its way. Every single day, stay. Over the border, I'm growing older. Heaven only knows what's on its way. Every single day, love is here to stay.
Kevin drove us to parties in his Morris Minor, and there were boys, and there was booze, and mock Judas semis, and first kisses, and terrible chat-up lines. But in the end, the conversation always turned to music. I was in love, and I knew he loved me because he'd made me a tape. I played it in my bedroom. I lived in my bedroom. All of us did. Reading smash hits in Record Mirror, Paul Morley in the NME, Dave McCulloch in Sounds, Modern Eon and Modern English, Mute, Y, Zoo, Factory, cutting them up, sucking them in, managing the story on our own.
Over the border, I'm growing older, heaven only knows what's on it.
But I just wanted to listen to Dexys, New Order, anything on Postcard. A few weeks and I'd be free. A few weeks and music wouldn't have to be so private. It would be there for me. It would be there for me. And when I was married, and when I had kids, would Mark Bolan still be so important?